Welcome to Auction Talk. Your host is Greg Story, longtime member of the National Auctioneers Association, an accredited auctioneer in real estate and president of Hart G. Auction Service. Now, here's Greg.
Welcome to this edition of Auction Talk. You often hear me speak of hiring a professional. Hiring a professional for any job is always the best. You wouldn't hire some guy on the corner to diagnose your car when the engine check light won't go off. Of course you wouldn't. Like me, you go down to the local garage, where their mechanics have gotten many hours of instruction in order to achieve some designation that they are capable of running that high-tech equipment to diagnose your car's problems. Also, terms can be confusing. The generic term for facial tissues has become Kleenex, which is really a brand name for a certain product. Just as these types of terms can confuse, so can professional terms. Take real estate, for example. Most people think that anyone who sells real estate is a realtor, but they're not. People that are licensed to sell real estate are real estate brokers. If a real estate broker chooses to join the National Association of Realtors, then and only then can they use the term realtor. Only members of this professional association may use the term realtor because it is a licensed trademark of the National Association. Membership in this association does give a broker many advantages, such as continuing education and advanced information to allow specialization in certain areas of the business. But in all my years in real estate, no one has ever asked me if I am a realtor, because this term is like Kleenex, and it has come to mean all real estate brokers. Every area of our world is filled with these types of misconceptions over terms. I recently saw a commercial on television for an 11-day class where you can become qualified to take people's vital signs in a medical situation. Most people think that when they go into the doctor's office, or someone comes to their home and takes their blood pressure, that they are dealing with a nurse, not someone who just took 11 days of instruction. In these times, there's hardly a profession where people aren't confused, and some service businesses purposely misrepresent their credentials. One I know of comes to mind, where a person got a form to fill out a will over the internet that was guaranteed to be legal in every state and simple to fill out. Well, it didn't cover every detail required in that person's state of residence. Unfortunately, the problem was discovered too late. The loved ones of the deceased suffered and went through major problems and irreversible damage to the unity of the family. So what about auctions and auctioneers? Terms that are used in our profession take on a huge meaning. As auctioneers, when we dispose of a person's estate, we are selling that person's entire life. And we have one chance to do it. When an auctioneer says sold, it's sold. The buyer pays for the items and leaves with them, sometimes never to be seen or heard from again. With the advent of the internet, buyers may be anywhere in the world. If an error has occurred or an amateur auctioneer has misrepresented himself to the seller, there is little way the problem can be corrected. One famous case I remember happened in the Midwest about 15 years ago. An auctioneer contracted to do an absolute auction of antiques. The auction was conducted, and after looking over prices that were achieved, the seller was noticeably upset and wanted the items back. The case ended up in court, and when the seller was asked what they thought was meant by an absolute auction, their reply was that they thought it meant that they were absolutely going to have an auction. The seller went on to state that there was no way that they would ever agree to let certain items sell for the low prices that they did. Well, the judge found it in favor of the seller, and the auctioneer ended up bankrupt. They naturally couldn't get the items back to the seller, as a legal sales contract had taken place, and the buyers retained ownership of the items. So the auctioneer was left holding the bag. So this simple misunderstanding over a term that was used ended up destroying the auctioneer's business and life, and left feelings that could never be healed with the seller. Incidents like this is what gives people a bad impression of any profession. Ask anyone what their general feelings and concepts are of, for example, a used car salesman, a lawyer, a plumber, or even the local county road workers. All of these professions have professionals that are experts in their field, Of course, like any business, there are many unscrupulous amateurs out there that give the profession a bad name. Just like a real estate broker that joins the National Association of Realtors and takes advantage of all that the association has to offer, an auctioneer that wants to raise themselves to the height of their profession may join their state auctioneers association for its advantages. Of course, any auctioneer truly dedicated to being the best in his profession will have joined the National Auctioneers Association. Membership in the NAA has immeasurable benefits to not only the auctioneer, but to all of their buyers and sellers. The increased knowledge and expertise gained by this membership makes a world of difference to any of the auctioneer's clients. NAA members that are really dedicated seek out enough knowledge in selected areas to be able to earn themselves designations in these areas. In order to be granted the CAI, or Certified Auctioneers Institute designation, full-time auctioneers must attend 3 years of CAI classes, complete all the special projects assigned, and also complete hours of continuing education every year. To earn the designation as an accredited auctioneer in real estate, or AARE, members must adhere to a strict code of ethics, complete rigorous classroom education, and submit detailed auction summary reports, as well as yearly continuing education. The other designations one can earn through the NAA also include such rigorous education and training. An auction technology specialist gains experience in conducting live and online static auctions. A benefit auction specialist learns planning techniques that create successful benefit auctions. A certified estate specialist learns how to properly conduct and deal with the settling of estates. The course also covers how to work with family members, lawyers, and accountants. The NAA also has two appraisal designations, a graduate personal property appraiser and the master personal property appraiser. The rigorous educational requirements for these appraisal courses is just as thorough as all of the other NAA designations. The association also developed the Industry Insights webinar series specifically for its auctioneers. The NAA understands that time and distance restraints limit many members from taking advantage of all the educational opportunities they offer. Industry Insight sessions are designed so NAA members can view these educational presentations by business leaders and professionals in many fields over the Internet. The NAA also has a Knowledge Center that is a vast library filled with educational seminars centered on the auction profession and industry. Since 2006, the association has compiled audio and video of conference education seminars as well as real estate summits. NAA members have access to many other things to make them leaders in their field. Benefits such as the credit card program offered through the association, which allows for competitive rates on credit card processing. Many states in this country don't require any type of licensing for auctioneers. All you have to do is print up some business cards and suddenly you're an auctioneer. Many auctioneers learn their trade from an older auctioneer. Sadly to say that often the ethics and honesty of this mentor leaves much to be desired. I've had individuals speak to me from time to time of some undesirable or dishonest trait that can sadly go on in this business as something that all auctioneers do on a daily basis. Because, as they tell me, that's the way all auctioneers do it. Nothing gets my anger up quicker when I hear this sort of thing, when any professional auctioneer goes out of their way to maintain their ethics. And not a year goes by where this honesty doesn't cost you money. The benefits of doing business with an honest and ethical professional in any field has its own rewards. We hear every day about some scam running on the Internet, or about some person dying in Africa or somewhere else, and they are contacting you to aid in transferring millions of dollars to the United States to avoid some inheritance taxes or some such thing. All you have to do is give them your bank account information, and they will gladly transfer the money to your account, and you get to keep $1 or $2 million. Normal thinking people can't understand how anyone could possibly ever fall for this kind of a scam. Well, if some people somewhere didn't fall for this, the scammers would quit wasting their time sending these emails and they'd go out and get a regular job. In the auction business, we sometimes hear of an auctioneer with questionable ethics or one that is openly doing things illegally. Amazingly, these auctioneers always seem to have plenty of business, and some even stay successfully in business for their entire lifetime. So how can this happen? Well, just like the scammers sending those emails, there always seem to be gullible buyers and sellers out there that continue to frequent them with their business. Buyers and sellers should avoid any unethical auctioneer like the plague. The same goes for any business person in any profession who has questionable ethics. If consumers everywhere would quit patronizing these people, they would eventually go the way of the dodo bird. Everyone out there has heard of the golden rule. The problem with unethical people is they think, like a stop sign, that it's just a suggestion. So no matter what the business is, always look for the true professional. Thank you. And now for today's mailbox. I often hear people speak about how they're afraid to attend an auction because they might accidentally buy something. It seems that they have heard horror stories about sneezing or some such thing, and the auctioneer takes it for a bid. As I sit here in my office, I'm looking up at an old Blondie cartoon that I cut out of the paper some 30 years ago. I laminated the faded comic strip, and it has a permanent place just above my computer screen. It seems Dagwood and Blondie were at a place called Auction City. In the first box, Blondie is excusing herself, and she tells Dagwood, "I'll be right back." In the second box, Blondie tells Dagwood, "Remember, if you wink or nod, you'll buy something." To which Dagwood replies, "I'll be as still as the Sphinx." In the third box, Blondie returns to find Dagwood sitting there surrounded by a moose head, a suit of armor, a trophy, a lamp, a banjo, as well as numerous boxes. As the auctioneer says sold, a tearful Dagwood retorts, "Heck, I couldn't help it. Hiccups." Unfortunately, there are many people out there that think this really happens. In reality, Blondie has nothing to worry about. Any auctioneer knows if you are truly bidding or not. If not, the auctioneer may question you as to the validity of your bid. Once, while asking for a bid at an auction filled with noisy people, I heard a man holler "yes" loudly. Just as I was going to accept his bid, I looked up to see him walking away with his finger in one ear screaming into his cell phone. In his exuberance to answer the person he was talking to, it became the closest time I've ever come to mistaking someone for bidding. Just like the auctioneer did with Dagwood. The legality of the situation is that Dagwood could have withdrawn his mistaken bid at any time and made the auctioneer back up or start over. I have seen instances where a bidder thinks that they have the bid at one amount when the auctioneer has already moved on to the next increment. In these instances, the confused person will usually withdraw their bid and the auctioneer has to back up or even start over. So if you have never enjoyed the excitement of an auction, don't worry like Blondie did. You won't end up with that suit of armor or a moose head by mistake. Thank you. And tune in again next time to Auction Talk.
2,000 dollar bid, now 3,000, now 4, 35, now 4, 4,000, now 5. I need 5,000, I got 5,000 back here, now 6. $5,000 dollar bid, now 6. 55, now 6,000. Yeah, 6,000 over here, now 6.
We thank you for tuning in to Auction Talk. Email your auction questions to Greg at hartg@centurytel.net or call 719-384-4797 or go to hartg.com and click on the Auction Talk radio tab. Tune in next time for Auction Talk.
$8,000.